The story of email, an essential communication tool in today's world, can be traced back to the dawn of the modern computer era around the 1960s. Email, short for electronic mail, is a system that allows us to send and receive messages over the internet. Despite its ubiquitous role in our daily lives and businesses, the concept of email as we know it today did not come into existence overnight. It evolved over time, influenced by changing needs, technological advancements, and innovative experiments. During the 1960s and early 1970s, MIT's Compatible Timesharing System, CTSS, represented the birth of one of the earliest electronic communication systems. Users of this computer system could save files and send messages to others by leaving information in another user's directory. But this was just a precursor to what we now recognize as email. The first true email system was developed by Ray Tomlinson in 1971 while working at ARPANET, Advanced Research Projects Agency Network, the precursor to the internet. Tomlinson chose the @ symbol to denote sending messages from one computer to another. So, for example, if a user named Jill wanted to send a message to user Bob at a mainframe with a host named Smith, the email address would be bob@smith. The @ symbol ended up serving a crucial role in the system, marking a user's location in the network. In the late 1970s, the mailbox protocol was developed to better formalize the transmission of messages. This development helped in organizing and storing messages, but crucially could not allow for any forwarding functionality. This challenge led to the creation of a sequence of protocols such as the File Transfer Protocol, FTP, and Network Control Program, NCP, all leading to the development of the Simple Mail Transfer Protocol, SMTP, which we still use today. The SMTP protocol, developed in 1982, revolutionized the process of sending and receiving emails by enabling message forwarding. Yet, it had certain limitations. It didn't support multimedia contents, which led to the creation of multi-purpose internet mail extensions, MIME protocol, in 1992. MIME expanded SMTP's abilities, allowing for the sending and receiving of emails with non-text contents, such as multimedia files and non-Latin characters. The appearance of the World Wide Web in the 1990s had a profound impact on email's development. The first webmail service, Hotmail, made its debut in 1996 and was unique in that it was accessible from any web browser anywhere in the world. Hotmail changed the game entirely and soon paved the way for other popular services like Yahoo Mail in 1997. The onset of the 21st century marked the entry of Gmail by Google in 2004. It distinguished itself by providing a gigabyte of storage to its users, a revolutionary feature at a time when competitors offered storage capacities sometimes less than 5 megabytes. Today, Gmail is one of the most popular email services worldwide, along with Outlook, formerly Hotmail, and Yahoo Mail. Over time, email has had to adapt to the changing landscape around security and privacy concerns. Phishing emails, spam, and malware have propelled the development of various security protocols and filters intended to protect users' information and give them more control over their inboxes. Email has evolved from a basic message-sharing tool among a few computer users to a worldwide communication protocol used by billions of people and businesses every day. While its inception and early growth were driven by technological innovation and increased computer usage, its maturation is a reflection of societal demands for easy, fast, and efficient communication tools. The history of email, therefore, is not only interesting, but also a testament to human ingenuity and the relentless pursuit of improvement. As we move into the future, email will likely continue to evolve, shaped by the dynamic forces of technological advancement and ever-changing user needs.